Get ready for the ultimate video challenge as these two teams go head to head with a maze of electronic obstacles for the right to face one of our game wizards in the video zone. Synchronize your watches. Here comes Nick Arcade. And now here's your host, a guy who came this close to being the first game show host in space.
Andrea, and welcome to Nick Arcade, the ultimate video challenge. I'm here today with Leanne of the yellow team and Sarah of the red team, who are going to play the face-off game post-haste. Now, in this game, you have to maneuver your postman down the street, avoiding people and pets and other obstacles along the way. Whoever gets their postman the farthest at the end of 30 seconds will get 25 points and control of Mikey, our video adventurer, for the start of round one. Ladies, into position and grab the controllers. Ready, set, go.
Back.
They're off. Yellow team slip, and I'm back on our feet. Bananas for both of them.
Out of my way.
There you go. Pet in the face. Watch out for the kitty litter. We're at 15 seconds. It's a close game. Yellow team has the lead. Lost a tie score there for a second at 10 seconds. Wait, 10 seconds, and time is ticking down. Yellow team, red team's now ahead. Last couple of seconds will give us a winner, and it's going to be the red team. All right, Sarah, great play. Let's go play some more arcade. Yeah. Sarah, you did a great job on the face-off. Hey, everyone, let's find out who the video jocks on the show are today, starting with the red team, Sarah and Wellington. Say hey. Now, Sarah, I understand you collect baseball cards. Now, that's kind of a really cool thing to find a girl doing. How did you get interested in collecting baseball cards?
Well, a lot of my friends collect them, and I just like them.
And you just kind of said, me too.
Yeah.
All right, well, great. Welcome to the show. Wellington, I understand that you collect Punisher comics. Now, do you have any other comics in your collection?
No, I don't.
Just Punisher? Why? Well, then what is it that, like, makes Punisher your guy?
He's good.
He's good. All right. That's it. In a nutshell, he's good, Phil. Go to the yellow team. Let's welcome them, the yellow team, Leanne and Connor. Say yo. Now, Leanne plays on a softball team. And Leanne, what is the name of the league?
College Park Girls Softball.
All right, girls softball team. And how did you do this year?
We came in second place.
Second place. All right. Way to go. And your partner, Connor, plays football. And Connor, what position do you play?
I'm an offensive guard.
Offensive. How long have you been playing football?
This will be my second year.
Second year. Hey, well, everyone, let's welcome them to the show. All right, let's get busy with the dudes on the rules here. You're going to take Mikey, our video adventurer, and you're going to move him all around this screen in every direction except diagonally. Now, as you do this, you're going to run into our four Ps: points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. Be careful, though, because there's an enemy up there, and if you run into him, control gets snagged from you over to the other team. Now, all questions in round one are worth 25 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of the two rounds will be going into our video zone to battle today's game wizard. Before we get busy, Andrea, where is Mikey headed today?
School's out, and like every other kid in America, Mikey's hopping on his bike and heading to the mall. The We Got 'Em Mall. In round one, he'll be meeting his friends in the mall's plaza. But try not to meet up with that very unfriendly game over. Guide Mikey through the plaza and pass the goal, and you will get 50 points. Good luck to you, Phil.
Hey, thank you, Andrea. Now, red team, you won the face-off. You have 25 points, and you're in control of Mikey. What direction would you like to move the Mikester?
Right.
Mikey's going right. Fast forward. This is another one of our video puzzles. Now, take a look at this video on pause. Out of 15 balls you see on the table, how many do you think this guy can sink in 1 minute? The team that comes closest without going over will get 25 points in control of Mikey. You have 3 seconds to write down your guesses now. We be jamming. Okay, they're done? Okay, ready. Let's fast forward the tape. Now remember, we're trying to see how many balls out of the 15 this guy can sink in 1 minute. These 15 balls, how many in 1 minute? Thank you. Okay, seems like the answer is 10. Red team, what did you wager? Okay, you guessed 7, okay? Yellow team, what did you guess? Yellow team guessed 12, you went over. So the points go to the red team, yeah. You're up to 50 and you still have control of Mikey. You get to move him again. Do it, please.
Down.
Okay, Mikey's going down. Pop quiz. Hands on your buzzers. The correct answer to this question will get you 25 points and control. Here's the question. Remember, Mikey's hanging out the mall. Batman lives in what famous city? Yes, yellow team.
Gotham.
Gotham City, yeah. Kind of chills out there as Bruce Wayne in Stately Wayne Manor. Okay, you're on the board now, yellow team, with 25, and you have taken control of Mikey. Get to move him.
Left.
Mikey's going left. Video challenge! Yellow team's coming through the video challenge. They're coming over here with me. Hey, how are you, gang? Video challenge. You add more points to your score and maintain control of Mikey. Who's going to be playing? Connor's going to play? Okay, Leanne, hang on to the board. Connor, my man, you get to choose from Kickmaster, Atomic Runner, Joe and Mac, El Viento, and King of the Monsters. What game would you like to play?
King of the Monsters.
King of the Monsters. Head on down there. Come on, Leanne, she's coming with us. King of the Monsters. This is kind of an unusual game, but I like it a lot. This is a sci-fi claw-to-claw action game where you are the monster Gion in a grueling battle through the city. This game has 12 stages, and today on King of the Monsters, our expert challenge is 4,000 points in stage 2. Okayama. So you have to meet 4,000 in 30 seconds. Now, Leanne, right now you have 25 points. Your opponents have 50. Of your 25, I want you to write down how many you're willing to wager now. There's the music to the wager song. Okay, stop writing. Keep it a secret, please. All right, turn around, my friend. Ready, set, go. I did pause. Okay, now we're going. Now, Gion is the monster with the horn sticking out of his head, and it's a lot of wrestling moves, a lot of punching, a lot of kicking. Okay, they just crash through. Every time they step on some of the city, they get more points. Okay, there's the... Ooh, he kind of like got thrown into the electrified force field. Right now he's up to 210. He has to be 4,000. Okay, he's up to 280 because he fell on some things there in the city. All right, looks like time ran out on you. I guess not enough punching going on, but let's see how many points are wagered. 15. We're going to adjust the score and play some more. Head back over, gang. Yeah. Adjust the score and play some more. The show's not over. There's much, much more. Okay, yellow team, we have to take the 15 points from your score. There's more show happening. Right now, red team, you're in control of Mikey. What direction would you like to move him?
Down.
Mikey's going down. Up quiz. Here we are again, gang. Hands on those buzzers. Here is your question. For your birthday, a friend gives you a blue tongue skink. Wow. Which of these is it? Is it A, a snake, B, a lizard, or C, a smurf? Yes, red team. Need an answer, red team.
Snake.
Snake? That is incorrect. Yellow team, do you have a guess? Yes?
A lizard.
A lizard is it. Yeah. Blue tongue skink is a lizard. And you have 25 points, and you're up to 35 now. Move Mikey. Oh, that sound is telling me there's not enough time for you to move Mikey. I get to move Mikey straight to the goal. Pow. Because we're in a situation now called sudden death. Time is a ticking. So the correct answer to this question will get you 50 points and the goal for round one. So gang, here it is. What do you call a pattern of material with stripes of various colors and widths that cross each other forming rectangles? Yes, yellow team.
Plaid.
Plaid is it, yeah, yellow team. You have the goal for round one and 50 points. Gang, let's just take a peek at the old board and see where everything was. There are things all around, prize up in the corner there. Hey, right now, yellow team has 85 points. Red team has 50 points. Control keeps going back and forth. The lead keeps going back and forth. Hey, I want you to come back because round two, the points are double. Anybody can bust a move and take this game. So don't be late. We'll be back here on Nick Arcane. We're back here in the arcade. Right now, I'm hanging out with my boy Connor of the yellow team and Wellington of the red team. They're going to try their hand at the face-off game post-haste. Now, remember, in this game, you have to maneuver your postman down the street, avoiding all types of perils along the way. Whoever gets their postman the farthest at the end of 30 seconds will get 50 points because they're doubled in round two and control of the mic man. Guys, into position. Ready, set, go. They are off.
Keller, I'm back here.
A jump there by the red team. Right now the score is tied as they maneuver down the street. And then they're both down at the same time at 20 seconds at 90 points each at that point. Still making it along the way. These two are like really evenly matched. This is great to watch. We're at 10 seconds now. Okay, the red team is pulled out ahead now slightly. We're at 5 seconds. And it's gonna be the red team pulling it off. Way to go, man. Let's hit that home and play some more. Yeah. Wellington's boogie just a little faster. Sweating, sweating, sweating. Wellington pulled it off at the last second. Way to go. Speaking of going, Andrea, where's Mikey going in round two?
In round two, Mikey's making his way over to the atrium on the other side of the mall. But don't make a big scene or you might attract that putrid pie thrower. Game over. Get our old pal Mikey past the goal and you'll receive 100 points. Good luck, teams.
100 points? Wow! Hey, now, remember, the four P's are still up there. Points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. Of course, game over, you know, is out there lurking, so beware of him. And video challenge is up there somewhere. Now, all questions in round one are worth 50 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of this round will be the one going into the video zone. Hey, now, right now, red team, you're up to 100 points because you won the face-off, and you get to move Mikey first. What direction?
Left.
Mikey's starting off left. Split screen. Uh-oh. It looks like our new video multiplier is on the blink and it's over-multiplied all of its images. The first team that can buzz in and tell me what's going on inside the frame will get 50 points and control of Mikey. Ready? Let's split the screen.
Here's a clue. There are things that go boom in the night. There are things that go boom in the night. Their declaration celebration.
Yes, yellow team.
Firecrackers?
Let's take a look. Is it? I hear a little buzzer saying, yeah, let's verify it. Hi, y'all. You are absolutely right. Fireworks happening there. And you have 50 points. You're in the lead now with 135. Move Mikey for me, please.
Up.
Okay, Mikey's going up. Pop the quiz. Here is the question. Remember, Mikey's hanging out in the mall. Hands on your buzzers. Michael Keaton starred as a rude and gross ghost in what 1988 hit film that's been made into a cartoon? Yes, yellow.
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice is it, yeah. Well, you've beetled 50 more points to your score, and you still have control. Move Mikey again.
Left.
Okay, Mikey's going left. From the pie pot is game over. Hey, control is now in your hands, red team. You get to move Mikey. What direction?
Up.
Mikey's going up. Hey, hey, it's a prize! Andrea, tell them what they snagged.
Magna Mountain Bikes. More power to climb and accelerate. Magna, the hot new name on the streets. Distributed by Dynacraft Industries Incorporated.
Hey, that is yours. Great move, red team. Speaking of move, move Mikey again.
Up.
Mikey's going up. Red team, video challenge is it for ya, yeah! Red team's coming over here this time. I like these two, they're so kind. How you doing? All right, turn around here, let everyone see your face. Look, here we are, gang, video challenge. Add points to your score, maintain control. Who's gonna be playing? Sarah's gonna play? Well, now they're having a conference. Who?
Tell me.
You're gonna play. Okay, Sarah hangs onto the board. Board pass. Now, Wellington, here's what you get to choose from. Kickmaster, Atomic Runner, Joe and Mac, El Viento, and King of the Monsters out of it because we played it already. Which one of the remaining four?
Joe and Mac.
Joe and Mac. Head right over to it. Sarah, come with us. Joe and Mac. Now, this is a trip backwards in time, kind of, because this is a prehistoric adventure game where you are the cave dude Joe trying to rescue all the lost cave babes. This game has multiple levels, and today on Joe and Mac, our expert challenge is 800 points and level one. You have to meet or beat 800 in 30 seconds. Now, right now, Sarah, you have 100 points. Your opponents have 185. Of your 100, write down your how many you're willing to wager. Ready? Now. Wellington was trying to peek. I will block. Okay. Wellington, ready, set, go. All right, hit pause to get it going. There we are. He's off. There he is. For each one of the pterodactyls he whacks, he grabs himself 200 points. He's up to 400 now. He's using his club. Hey, he just picked up some great points there by grabbing that piece of food there. He's done it, yeah! Oh, man. Excellent. I'm busy talking and you're busy walking. Let's see how many points we're wagering. 10. We're going to add that to your score. Head back over. Great plan. Yeah. He plays so fast. I didn't even see him. Hey, dude. All right, we add the 10 points to your score. You're up to 110. Move Mikey again.
Right.
Mikey's going right. Whoa, points! 50 of them, pay out to your score. Closing that gap, you're up to 160. Move Mikey again. That sound is telling me that we are almost out of time in round two. So close game, hands on your buzzers, gang, because the correct answer to this question will get us a winner. Here's the question. Which of these video game graphic systems preceded today's 16-bit systems? Is it A, the 4-bit, B, 8-bit, or C, 2-bit? Yes, yellow team.
8-bit.
8-bit is it, yellow team! You have 100 points and the goal for round two. Let's take a look and see where everything was in round two. Payo up there. Bam, there's another prize. Prizes in both corners. But right now at 285, yellow team, you are going to go into the video zone. Red team, we like that ping pong of the scores. Great playing. Andrea, tell them what they're leaving with.
Pooshlings. Nothing else is so cute and feels so cool. And only Pooshlings have such wild moves. Grab them before they're gone. Pooshlings, your wild little friends. BK. BK Ratch Tech. Strap on the noise.
Hanging out here at the threshold of the zone are these two, the yellow team. They're going in there in a little while to battle Gorsha. She can burn you. They're going to try to burn her. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah.
All right, come on back and see how they do. Yeah. Woo, slap me. Hey, hanging out here now with Leanne and Connor. They're ready to go through that door into the wizard level. Now, you have 1 minute to get through all three levels. After the first two, with the time left, you'll both take on Scorcia in the wizard level. Now, for each item you pick up, you will get $50. And for each level you get past, you will get a great prize. Now, here is your challenge. Player one is a monster on the loose, rescuing three humans from alien capture. Touch them when they're in the tractor beam, but look out for the giant laser-firing eyeball, slimy earth creature, and monstrous cockroach. Touch the power rod to release cosmic radiation and clear the screen. Rescue all three humans, and here's Andrea to tell you what you'll get.
Get the most out of your next party with the revolutionary ConocoPhone Pi camera, one of the world's first voice-activated cameras that automatically takes pictures in response to sound from Konica.
Player two is caught in a giant food fight. Collect three textbooks scattered on the floor while avoiding the teacher, flying pies, tomatoes, and pudding. Touch the right locker and the smelly sneakers inside will clear the room. Get the three books, and here's Andrea to tell you what you'll get.
GE's Portable Home Theater. It's a 9-inch cable-ready stereo TV with tape recorder, AM, FM radio, detachable speakers, and remote control. Great for your bedroom or home away from home.
Now, with the time left, you'll both take on Scorcia in the wizard level. Catch three floating orbs while avoiding the dangerous fireballs and creatures. Touch the spinning hourglass, and you will freeze everything for 5 seconds. Beat Scorcia by catching all three orbs, and you will win today's grand prize.
Capture all the family fun and festivities with this full-size Zenith camcorder. With 8-to-1 power zoom, that makes it easier than ever to create professional-looking home videos. Good luck in the video zone.
All right, gang, through the doors, you're not alone. Take it to the zone. Get in there and burn Scorcia. All right, now a lot of climbing to save the humans being sucked in the UFO and a lot of moving around, maneuvering through the food in the food fight. Ready, set, go, Leanne, go. Star has been hit. She's on her way. She's hiding out. One human saved right at the top. She's making her way. She's got hit. Two humans. She's down to 2 units of power. One unit of power, one human left. She's reaching the wrong building. She has one unit left and 45 seconds of power. Oh, she is out of power. She's gonna have to restart. Just start again. Hit start. Bam, it's been hit again at 37 seconds. One human saved at 32 seconds. Two humans saved. They're down to two units of power. And she has to get, oh, a little too slow. Out of power again at 23 seconds. Hit start again. Start has been hit at 19 seconds. Okay, that's one human. Two. And they're down to three units of power. Cockroach in the head. Eyeball in the head. All right, they have all three. They're at 5 seconds. Hit start. Hit start. One book. Two books. Oh, time ticked away. Hey, but hey, they got that Konica camera and film. They're going to be taking a lot of snapshots where they're hanging out here in Florida. Here they come out. Yeah. The end. Connor. Hey, listen. Now, at the beginning there, climbing around, it seemed like the buildings and the bugs and the things getting you. How did you feel in there?
Terrible.
Hey, we enjoyed watching. You gave it a valiant effort. What was the toughest part?
When you're up there and you can't get them.
Yeah, and you're reaching and trying to get them. Now, Connor, while you were watching, were you cheering on?
Yeah.
Yeah? And what did you, how did you think you guys were going to do heading into this?
Well, I thought we'd get to the second one, maybe the third.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, we enjoy watching you. And, of course, when everything's flying around, the eyeballs coming at you and the cockroach sliming on you, it gets kind of difficult in there. Hey, but we had a great time watching you. You were great players. And when we come back, we'll have two more great players going into the video zone. We'll check you out next time. Don't stay away long. We'll see you on Nick Arcade. Yeah. Power. Pam. Pam.
Studios at Universal Studios Orlando, Florida.